The coronavirus is adding stress to our lives in so many ways, and there'll be people that suffer a psychological toll, sadly. An organisation specialising in psychedelic-assisted therapy says now, at this time, it's a good time to consider drug treatments for things with things like MDMA. And I was quite surprised to hear this. One of those behind this is a former coalition MP and trade minister, Andrew Robb. Andrew Robb is a board member of Mind Medicine Australia. Andrew, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
It's a pleasure. Thanks very much for having me.
Just explain the reasons behind Mind Medicine Australia. Who are you and why does it exist?
It's a group it's a charity. It's been going now for about 18 months. And it's a whole series of Australians, a lot of them who are psychiatrists and professionals in this space, but a lot of others just concerned Australians who want to see better outcomes for mental health. I mean, so many people these days are affected by anxiety, and you went through it earlier on in your introduction.
Yep.
The pressures are unbelievable, and at this stage with the coronavirus coming on top of drought and then coming on top of the fires, the fear is, and a lot of the frontline charities like Beyond Blue are suggesting that the effects this year coming out of the pandemic on mental illness could be seven times worse than the spike caused by the recent bushfires. So we've got a real problem coming. Now, the point of the Mind Medicine Australia is that we're looking for things that work. What are new approaches which might add to the existing approaches, many of which are not that effective, to be honest, and I, for one, can attest to that.
Mm.
But the fact is that psychedelic-assisted therapies have been around for millennium. I mean,
just explain what that is. What that conjures up in my mind, Andrew, is I grew up in the 70s with all of the arguments about, remember Timothy Leary who said,
yes,
turn on, tune in, drop out, the use of LSD. Many of the rock stars, some of my heroes at the time, were experimenting with those drugs and ended up costing their lives.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, the misuse, the recreational use of psychedelic drugs, the magic mushrooms and the MDMA and all of those things, they got such a bad name that Richard Nixon, around the time of the Vietnam War, was having a real problem with the flower people, many of whom were using psychedelics.
Yes.
So instead of going for the opposition to the Vietnam War, he went for their use of psychedelics and he banned it. He made it a very major criminal offence. And that happened then around the rest of the Western world. So for 50 years now, psychedelics, those sorts of drugs have been banned and severely banned. But the problem was no one ever took account back then that they were seen as being the whole new front line of mental health solutions. They were getting phenomenal results in the 50s and 60s. All of that got killed overnight by the ban for the recreational use. Now, I don't argue against the misuse. The recreational use of it has got nothing to do with our organisation. We don't subscribe to it. We don't support it. There's a lot of people still killing themselves at concerts with MDMA.
Yes.
But if you go to the medicinal use, it's a bit. I use the case of cannabis. Cannabis has been in the same category, misused for recreational purposes for decades, but without anyone at the same time having a look at, is there a medicinal value in cannabis? Well, of course, now there are thousands of Australians who can't get it for recreational purposes, and that's fair enough, but who can get it now through legal processes for medicinal therapies under medicinal guidance. Now, this is...
So it's your position and Mind Medicine Australia position that there are substances in many of these naturally grown items which have a strongly beneficial effect on assisting the human mind.
Yes.
In greater, more targeted method than the medicines currently available.
Absolutely. Look, I say to you, the remission rates for people currently experiencing the common mental illnesses that we're all exposed to one way or another, either personally or through family, who use the standard treatments, the antidepressants and the psychotherapy, and they're all, they provide some help, but they're only about 35% effective. You know, I had one that worked for me very well for several years, and then it stopped. And I said to the psychiatrist, why did it stop? And they said, we don't know. We just simply don't know. They found things that can help, but they don't know really what they're doing. But the medicine-assisted psychedelic therapies are being, they've been rediscovered in the last 6, 8, 10 years at places like Harvard and major hospitals in the UK, in Switzerland, in Israel. And what we're seeing in the clinical trials to date are remission rates of 60 to 80% for depression and for post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, this is unbelievable. I mean, you tell me anyone you know with post-traumatic stress disorder who's had remission, most of them might get some relief from anxiety, et cetera, but when it comes to having it put behind them, overcome some enormous trauma in the war, you know, or our frontline paramedics and all of that, the sort of traumas these people face, they live with for life.
Yes.
And it ruins their lives. And here is what we're saying. Here is a technology which has been used in South America and that for thousands of years, to be honest, for medicinal purposes. It got a bad rap, quite rightly, for the misuse recreationally decades ago, but we've really lost 50 years of opportunity to see what it can do for helping people with mental disabilities. And, you know, the results so far, and literally there's now hundreds. The United States government, for instance, has now designated what they call breakthrough therapy designation by their FDA, which are very strong drug administration.
Regulators, yes.
To fast-track the approval process. So the United States are moving very quickly to fast-track it. We're saying, coming out of this year of trauma and anxiety and all the rest, there should be, like the government has set up a really powerful economic group of can-do sort of business people to find the answers post this pandemic. We should also have a very powerful group of people involved in mental health, the can-do type people, the Pat McGorries and all that as well, who are known and have done some great work. But that group should also include somebody who has a strong understanding of what's going on with these clinical trials in some of the major centres around the world, who know, you know, who are very familiar.
All right. My guest is Andrew Robb. Andrew Robb is a former Coalition MP and Trade Minister for Australia. He's board member of the organisation Mind Medicine Australia. They are lobbying for the use of some of the constituent materials in what we used to call psychedelic drugs. It's called psychedelic assisted therapy. This is ABC Radio Brisbane. You are asking exactly for what to happen with something like the Therapeutic Goods Administration or the health regulators here, Andrew Robb. What are you suggesting should happen here?
The key thing is what we think, because the government's in a situation where it's going to confront, like it is confronting now from a strictly health, not mental health, but from a health point of view and from an economic point of view, sort of a 1 in 100 year sort of issues. And they're looking for answers. They're making decisions. They're moving. And I'm in awe of what's been done by this national government council of state and federal premiers and the prime minister. Mm. What they're doing, I think, is unbelievable. But what's coming down the line, and they know it, is an epidemic of mental health problems coming out the end of this. I know. I'm in business now.
Okay. So, bottom line, what are you asking them to do? I'm running out of time.
We're asking them to do. Sorry. Firstly, set up a task force of, you know, whatever it is, 8 or 10 or 12 of can-do type people who really understand mental health. One of the members of that task force, in our view, should be very familiar with this psychedelic medicinal assisted therapies, know what's going on around the world, and then ask the drug authorities here to introduce as quickly as possible, like the United States, breakthrough therapy designation to accelerate the uptake and the approval process, for this to be part of the mix of therapies and approaches to mental health that can hopefully deal with the problems that are coming down the line at us.
Okay, my guess is Andrew Robb. How's your struggle with depression these days, Andrew Robb?
Well, look, 10 years ago, I'd had something for 40 years. 10 years ago, it got to a point where I had to deal with it. I went public because I was a cabinet minister, and I found an answer which looked after me for several years. You know, it really enabled me to do all sorts of things as the Australia's Trade and Investment Minister. And then, to be honest with you, 6 months ago, it stopped.
Really,
it stopped working. I'm back on the treadmill again of trying to find
a solution.
The answer. It's trial and error. It's frustrating. And it's the way of the world at the moment. That's why I'm tied up with this organisation. Just, I'm interested in things that work, and hopefully this psychedelics, it's proving itself in trials around the world. Hopefully we can have it introduced as part of the mix.
I appreciate your openness for me. I appreciate your openness on this. I might just ask you one quick question before I let you go. We were talking about Malcolm Turnbull's memoir earlier in the program, and he's written about his own suicide thoughts after losing the leadership in 2009.
Yes.
You've got some knowledge of this. What's your take on, you know, the way that federal politics in particular, but I assume it happens at other levels as well, really struggle with the downside of politics?
Look, a lot of it, I think, I was 30 years somewhere near the front line of politics until 4 years ago. And it's always a pressure cooker, always has been, always been very difficult. You know, the crisis of minute, it's the nature of the business, and it attracts people who can deal with that in the main. But everyone's got their own limits, you know. But I tell you one thing that has, in the last few years, greatly exacerbated, you know, the impact and the stress levels and the anxiety, and that is the social media. I tell you, things are out and about there, and misinformation is out and about, and it's all within seconds. And you know better, you know as well as anybody, given the job you're in. Mm. And the social media has introduced an element of anxiety and pressure on public people in public life, of all sorts of public life, which didn't, before you had at least a bit of time to, a problem happened. You had some time to draw breath and think about it and get it in perspective. And nowadays, it's, people are all over you in a second.
It's relentless, yes.
It's unbelievably relentless. And it's coming at you from every angle. And so much of it is just made up too, because people are sitting in a garage somewhere amusing themselves, you know, torturing people in public life. And so that's an issue we've got to deal with. I don't know how yet, but we've got to work through a way in where we make, you know, the good things out of social media are made work for us, but the bad things we can knock on the head.